Dreamscape presents Death at Epsom Downs by Robin Page, narrated by Helen Johns. Chapter 1. 31st of May 1899. At the Derby. Epsom on Derby Day. It was a national holiday, when a vast concourse of men and women assembled on Epsom Downs to see the race for the Derby Stakes. This was still the England of old, the England in which rich and poor were united by a common love of sport. Here at Epsom, a coster in his cart could still shout a cheery welcome to a duke in his crested coach, whilst a handsome young coachman behind, resplendent in braid and cockade, could throw a knowing wink to the young scullery maid who whistled at him from the back of a broken-down pony and trap. The Pocket Venus, a Victorian Scandal. Henry Blythe. Walking along the racecourse on her husband's arm, Amelia Quibley thought she had never before seen such a crowd. Bookies in checked suits and green silk ties traded cries with betting men in grey overcoats.
On the Derby! All bet the Derby!
What's the price on the favourite in the stakes?
5-2.
Done.
And the half-crowns jingled in the bookies' bucket, while men in dirty white aprons filled foaming glasses from beer kegs, shouting,
Accommodation! Accommodation here!
A parson in front of a gospel tent pounded a drum, exhorting sinners to turn their backs on the Derby and wager their lives on Christ. Blind beggars cried for alms, a boy on stilts called for coins, and drunken soldiers shouted out popular ditties. Half deafened by the din, Amelia said,
I'm thirsty, Lawrence. Shall we have a ginger beer?
Lawrence's handsome dark eyes laughed down at his wife, and his arms circled her waist.
A ginger beer ye shall have, ducky, as soon as I find one of Badger's men in the ring and lay me bit.
Badger's posted the best odds on Ricochet.
Lawrence paused to peer at a man standing behind a banner that read, Alfred Day, Commission Agent, Newmarket, all bets paid.
On the Derby,
the man was droning like a sour bagpipe.
On the Derby, bet the Derby.
And there's Badger himself, by gold, Lawrence exclaimed. Stop here, dear. I want to put down a crown.
He stepped up to the banner and raised his voice over the din.
Badger! Say, Badger, what's odds on Ricochet?
7-2, Badger cried.
Where other bookmakers were gaudy in suits of black and white checks the size of sixpence, with flowing silk ties as green as May and yellow posies pinned to their lapels, he wore a dignified grey frock coat with a pale grey top.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?